In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning once again, everybody, and a warm welcome to all our visitors. Please do feel very welcome. And thank you, Rodney, for greeting us so wonderfully this morning. I think you've set a tone for the day. Thank you. We would normally give thanks to God Almighty for the abundant blessings towards us. But I think it would only be appropriate this morning that we thank God for our families and our loved ones, those who are near and those who are far this morning. And we ask God Almighty to bless them, to guide them, and protect them in Jesus' name. The past couple of weeks and the next to come, so to speak, will remind us continually of the appearance of Jesus to his disciples until Ascension Day and perhaps leading up to Pentecost as well. And with almost the same gospel text being read every other week, ministers find themselves asking, what do I preach about this coming Sunday that the congregants don't already know? Now, the walk to Emmaus in Luke's account is a wonderful story of Jesus entertaining and accompanying two people on the road. And the conversation between the three persons was so encouraging and inspiring that the two whom Jesus accompanied had said to him, "Friend, please stay. It is getting late." They didn't recognize him on the road and didn't believe the account of the woman who were at the tomb the first day of the week. And they only recognized Jesus when they were all comfortable about to have supper. It was the manner in which he took the bread. It was the manner in which he blessed it, broke it, that made them realize this was the Son of God. And it was after this encounter that the two men ran all the way back to Jerusalem to tell the 11 the Lord had risen indeed. And we find in our gospel passage today that it was on this same night or occasion where the 11 probably didn't believe the two whom Jesus had appeared to on the road. And it was in this moment that Jesus stood among them all, proclaiming peace among them, showing them his hands and his feet, eating fish and enjoying their company. Now the text says that the disciples were terrified at this sight, and I'm very sure that we would have been too. But Jesus remains calm and proclaims, "Peace be with you." Our Wednesday morning service had quite a similar text, according to the Gospel of John, and we find that the most important message that he gave the disciples was, "Peace be with you, and preach the forgiveness of sins." Be that as it may, Jesus was concerned about the state of the disciples and asked, "Why are you afraid, and why do you doubt? Look at me and see me, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones," and he showed them his hands and his feet. And while the disciples still didn't know how to feel, he asked them for something to eat, and he confirmed with them that everything he told them while he was still with them must be fulfilled. He opened their minds and told them that forgiveness of sins and repentance should be preached, starting in Jerusalem, but that they should wait until they were clothed with power from on high. Jesus had always been very vocal with regards to what would happen to him, and he was also very deliberate in what he was doing and teaching to the disciples. In his manner of doing things and saying things, Jesus had a profound impression on his followers. My question, however, this morning is, if this is what Jesus had done, how could no one recognize him? The two on the road to Emmaus did not recognize him, and the disciples did not recognize him either. They thought it was a ghost. It was only after Jesus had said something, done something, that they had recognized him. One possible answer struck my mind. If Jesus' body had signs of marks where they stuck in the nails, then his face would still have been disfigured when he appeared to the disciples. It is in the account of Isaiah chapter 52 that we read, "Just as there are many who were astonished at him, so marred was his appearance, beyond human semblance." We read the accounts of Jesus being flogged before his crucifixion, and we read of the crown of thorns that was placed on his head. This would have left marks on his forehead. And if the soldiers had spit in his face, then they would have hit him in the face as well. Could this be the reason why no one recognized him? Is this why he had to show them his hands and his feet? Is this the reason why he had to remind them of all that he said when he was still with them? Could this be the reason why he asked for something to eat? Because it was only after he broke the bread with the two heading to Emmaus that they recognized him. No one recognized the Lord at first glance. Only after he had showed them did they believe that it was really him. Only after he reminded them of what he had told them did they believe. And I wonder how Jesus would have felt at that particular point in time. My own friends don't recognize me. My companions are terrified and afraid, for they think that I am a ghost. And perhaps this is still the unfortunate struggle that we still have today. We fail to recognize God because we cannot see his appearance clearly. We look for signs before we believe. We look for facts before we trust the next person has seen God. We look for sayings and practices before we believe that it is really the Lord. Do our doubts sometimes drive us to a point where we fail to see the real appearance of Christ? And not only fail to see Christ, but do we sometimes fail to see him in others as well? My prayer today is that we will seek the real appearance of Christ in our everyday lives. Amen.